from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Putting the show together from various locations around Melbourne.
Yes, it's been a challenge.
Yeah, it sure has.
But a challenge that we've risen to.
Yes, thank you to our technology department.
Absolutely.
Technology team for putting it all together, making it possible.
The patience within our own team has been exceptional as well.
Yeah, it's good to know that we can do it when we need to.
Mate, we can do anything we want.
Get in touch with us through Insta at Marty Shigold Show. Will is in charge of those DMs.
Hello, thank
Will.
You, Troy.
What you got?
And you've been very good too, Marty. You've been working so hard.
Mate, exceptional. You know, the hardest of workers.
Look, I'm not the Dennis Hanlon of the group, but it is nice if you thank me. It'll serve you well going into the future. A bit of thank you, Marty.
Thank you, Martin.
Well
thank
done.
You, Marty.
What a wonderful opportunity, Marty. And much like Dennis, you'll do okay. Until right at the very end, you'll drop off a cliff. Everyone will say you're an arsehole.
What you got, Will?
We got a message from Len.
Oh, my Len. Father's name's Len.
Is it?
Yeah. I wonder if it's Big Lenny.
Len Shigold.
You'll enjoy how he starts. He says, hey, God and his fellow disciples.
It is, Dad.
How I got fired from my job, which was a topic we did yesterday. 6 months off, 10 years at a drive-through bottle-o.
No.
Was on holidays when I got a call to come in and chat about rosters. Got there and was given my termination paper. Excuse was staff cutbacks. About a month later, I got a call from them to ask if I could come in and fix their tills because I was their IT guy for the till systems there.
No.
Two words, Marty, and one was get. But all good became of it because they aren't in business anymore.
No.
Thanks for making the show. Good on you, Len. This is from Pat.
Mm.
Phone's out, actually, for this one. I'll send
phone's out, Matthew.
Show and tell. I love show and tell.
Oh, well, Matthew's not going to be able to give me his phone. I don't know what I thought was going on. I'll have to use my own. That's how hardwired I am. Yeah. I've just gone, phone's out, Matthew. Thinking Matthew could give me his phone.
But Matthew's not there with you.
I've got my own phone now.
Matthew's in his own homestead.
Mm.
Pat starts, hey, Will, how are you, mate? I've heard Marty speak about your sneakers. Mm. I'm curious, how many do you have and what brand is your favourite? And I said, well, it's just a bit of a joke from Marty. I don't really have a big sneaker collection.
No.
And
you're not a sneaker guy.
You talk about Will's sneakers.
No.
Lining up my sneakers.
Just lining them up.
Oh. You know.
Yeah.
So he doesn't get anxious.
Loz has just fallen off the screen there.
So Pat says, fair enough, I thought you were going to be a full-on sneakerhead. And I said, no, not quite. And he said, it's a slippery slope. I'm nearly on 150 pairs.
Oh, my God.
And I asked, would you be able to send through what that looks like? I can't even fathom what 150 pairs of sneakers looks like. So here is Pat's collection
coming
through.
Oh, my God. It's like a Foot Locker.
It's like a Melda Marcos's house.
It looks like a store.
It's insane.
That's a whole room. Dedicated really to sneakers.
But you sort of almost... Do you reckon he has any other shoes? He'd have to have a pair of black shoes for formal occasions.
Yeah, he must.
God.
But it looks like he's got a variety of brands, a lot of Air Jordans, I can see.
That's overwhelming, isn't it, that amount of sneakers?
I love that, though.
I mean, how do you... Yes, Clara, let's post that to the Insta. I just saw your message. Thank you for that. From Paulie. This is a couple of Weber ones that I've been suggested. Keep your phones out, team, because I've got another photo coming through.
Yeah, I've got my phone here. Lucky I've got my phone here.
Paulie's provided me with a good cooking tip for my barbecue. He says he gets a thing of lamb based in olive oil, crushed garlic and rosemary, cooks over the spit fire, dries... It helps keep the outside crisp and not dry out, heaps of flavour, and then this is what it looks like. Look at this. I'm going to have to... I might have to do this for the team when I'm allowed to have the team over.
Yes.
Look at this piece of lamb.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Much smaller than I thought.
Yeah, no, it's not as impressive
as
I hope.
That's just for Marty.
Yeah. What do you got for the team? Because that's my bit of lamb.
That's Marty's roast lamb.
I did that style of lamb for Christmas on the spit, but I had more than one of them. I had two, and I had two porks as well.
Maybe it's just a massive spit.
It is. It's not. It's a fair size spit. I mean,
it looks quite. Yeah. The spit to lamb ratio.
Yeah, the spit to lamb ratio is ridiculous.
Like you could lay down in it. It's that big.
But it's always. It's like a little half bath.
Yeah, it is.
It's
like a trough for a horse to drink out of.
That's the soap.
Thank you, Paulie. And another tip from Ted, and you'd like this, Marty, because he says, if you're chasing coal for the Weber, which you have suggested for me rather than those synthetic briquettes, he says, best bang for your buck, and then linked me the hardwood lump charcoal from Heat Beads at Bunnings.
Yeah.
And it's a 20 kilo bag.
I know the bag.
Looks a bit like that.
Lump charcoal. Yeah, I've got that bag at home as we speak. Right.
So that's what I'm going to have to get, which makes the barbecues more affordable.
Yeah.
And then Matt was sent this email on matttheflapper@gmail.com, and it's a funny story. Hello, team. The other night, I was driving through Texas. This is from David, by the way.
Okay.
Listening to the podcast when I ran over a skunk.
David Woywood?
He was in Texas? Well, he's in Texas today.
No.
Holy hell, the stink of the skunk was unbelievable. It makes you gag. Apparently, it will last on the van for about 3 days. Anyway, it reminded me of a story when I was about 6 or 7. We took a family holiday down south to Yalling Up from Perth in Dad's new EH wagon. Did I say that right? Yalling Up?
I think so. Yeah.
It was hot and we had all the windows down. That's all we had for air conditioning back then. On the way, Dad said, hell, what's that smell? It must be a dead roo. Quick, wind up the windows. We did, but too slow. The stink was terrible.
It was in. It was already in.
About another 30 minutes, same thing. Quick windows, too late. Those dead kangaroos really stink. On the third attempt, Dad let out a little chuckle. We then all realised, just as we got the windows up, the old bastard was dropping his guts. There was no dead roo. Classic Dad behaviour.
Classic Dad, making everyone really wind their windows up after he farted.
Just trapping in the smell. Thank you, David in Texas. We love international podcasters, so please get in touch.
Yeah, at Marty Sheargold Show on Insta. Let's get into the show from Triple M.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Morning, Marty. How you going?
Morning, Troy. I mean, I can only see the top half of you, but you look absolutely stunning.
I've still got my tracky decks on, as per your suggestion this week.
Tracksuits have liberated me. Good morning, team. How is everyone?
Oh, hello.
Great. In different places again this morning. All of us all over the place.
Will, executive producer Matthew.
Yeah. Hello, Martin.
DC's there with his hat on and just the most stunning fingers ever put on the earth.
Broncos.
Oh, that's your Denver Broncos hat, DC.
He had it on yesterday too.
Oh, good hat. Broncos.
Alex is in the cupboard.
Alex is in the cupboard, and I can't see Alex at all. She'll come out of the closet eventually. Lozzy, you've gone the beanie this morning.
Look, I have almost just about given up. I'm in bed. I've got a beanie on.
I know.
You're really whispering this morning, Loz.
Yeah.
Well, I left, and it doesn't matter. I left the bedroom door open over there, and now I just can't get out of bed to go and close it.
You've got a real whisper on at the moment.
A whisper.
Yesterday, you're on the ironing board.
Yeah. What are you using as your table today?
I've got a stable table.
Like literally the old-fashioned stable table. You do too.
Like now.
Someone messaged me. They said, in the 6 o'clock hour, you're very quiet. I said, I don't want to wake people up. But by 8, I'm apparently back to normal.
Yeah, you're well and truly back to normal. I used to love going to Nan's and having those, you know, those metal tables that would fold down.
Yes!
Oh, yes.
I used to love eating off metal tables.
So
I'm
going
to get a metal table.
My nana still has hers. They've got two. My nana and granddad, they sit at their little recliners with their little
metal tables.
That's very cute.
And they used to go next to the fridge when they weren't in use.
Yeah.
I love a metal table. I've got to get one.
Old school. Are we? I think we might be having some technical issues.
Have we got everyone?
Can we hear everybody this morning?
Hello.
Yeah, we got Will.
Where's Will? Where's Lozza?
Lozza's having some sort of she's crawling all over the bed. She's Porky Pigging it.
Yes. All of a sudden, she did
Lozza,
drop out.
Lozza, put your pants on. We can see you.
She dropped out just before we're coming back on the air.
She's gone.
Madly pointing at her ear holes.
Yes.
Which I assume means she can't hear us.
Yeah, we'll
push on without her.
All right, for the rest of us,
here we go.
Let's go with this.
Top 666. Oh, Will, too early.
Damn it.
So early.
That's why I need Loz.
I know. Then at least you can blame someone else.
She's disappeared. She's gone off her screen. She's obviously having some technical issues.
She's fallen off her bed. Loz. Can you go? You got us?
She doesn't have headphones on.
She'll just punch through,
I reckon.
Coming in at number one on the top 666 this morning, Christmas Behind Bars for Demons duo who sneaked into WA.
Yeah, this is a long time in jail.
This is the story that keeps on giving, isn't it?
Yeah.
They were sentenced to 10 months and had it knocked back down to 3. Gee, Willy Winkers. It's a very expensive trip to watch a game of footy now.
Is it the Northern Territory?
No, this is the WA court hearing. They've still got to go through the Northern Territory process.
Wow. So they could be doing it all over again.
That could well get more time there.
Wow.
Falsification of documents, da-di-da-di-da.
All for a footy match.
All for a footy match.
Mm. And not an awkward reputational.
With James Brayshaw and Simon Goodwin.
Yeah, you could have. He could have had a handshake with Brayshaw anywhere, anytime.
I think Loss is back with us now.
I'm here.
Oh, there you are.
My little everything turned off. I don't know.
All right, don't panic. You're back.
I wasn't really panicked.
No, I could tell. I could tell by the pace you were moving at that you weren't at all worried. Angie Kent's been charged with drink driving after she was pulled over leaving a picnic.
Oh.
Leaving a picnic or on the way to a picnic?
No, leaving. She said she hadn't really eaten much and had only had two drinks.
Well, she blew 0.8. 0.08. 0.8.
Well,
she's dead.
So, yeah, 0.8.
0.08. That's so, in the old days, she would have been all right.
Just for the boys on the site, she was on Gogglebox and then The Bachelor.
That's well done.
And I'm a celebrity. Get me out of here.
Yes.
Yeah, she's done them all. She's done the rounds.
She's done it all. And Dancing with the Stars.
And she has done that too. She's made a career out of reality TV.
I haven't seen any of them.
I'm only familiar with her on Gogglebox. And I quite liked her on Gogglebox, but there is a point where you go, what are you doing?
Mm. Yeah.
Why are you doing all this?
Yes.
What do you want? What's wrong? Where was the trauma?
Yes.
Number three. Oh, this was a great. Did you see any of this? Smash Mouth's frontman has immediately retired from music after a disturbing mid-concert rant was caught on camera. At one point, I mean, it's been alleged that there was a Nazi salute involved. Ooh. I feel like it was. I saw it myself. But it could have just been raising your arm up straight with your hand out.
Mm-hmm.
He has a reputation, this guy. He did some sort of, like, F COVID spiel, I think, like, at the height of COVID in the US. I saw him perform, actually, in Thornbury.
How was he?
Yeah. Pretty ordinary.
Well, he's claiming
All-Star is a great song.
And, of course, he's played the mental health card, which is such a fun card to play now. Number four, after months of disproportionate criticism, production of the AstraZeneca vaccine in Australia will be suspended by Christmas. What does that mean? We're just going to be Moderna and Pfizer?
And Pfizer, yeah. Mm.
Are we shipping any AstraZeneca in, or is that the end of AstraZeneca?
Well, I think we've been making a lot of it.
I think the reason we're
stopping
is nobody wants it.
Nobody wants it?
Yeah.
What do you mean?
Well, everybody wants the Pfizer or the Moderna.
Not me.
That's right.
Loz and I got it.
You guys both went AstraZeneca.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, it has had a couple of, including a health officer, have a shot at it. Remember the bird in Brisbane?
It's been a couple of wobbles with it.
Star Trek's William Shatner blasts into space on Blue Origin rocket. We just saw him land, actually.
Yes.
The old Shat.
He said he doesn't want to ever get over it.
No. Well, at 90, you don't get over many things.
Is he 90?
He's 90.
Oh, my God.
I know.
I would love to go into space. Good.
Oh, guys, Ben Fordham quits Australian Ninja Warrior in shock move to focus on his radio show. That's our guy, Ben.
Fordo.
Yeah, I was aware that Ninja Warrior was a pretty hectic schedule for him at the time because it was filming late into the night.
Yeah, and he does brekkie hours.
And he does proper interview the Prime Minister breakfast radio.
Probably worse hours than we
do. Not talking about Angie Kent.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
Melbourne restaurateur. It's a hard word, restaurateur.
It is.
I also said Melbourne,
which is not a hard word. Hayden Burbank and his mate Mark Babbage, the financial planner, have been sentenced to 3 months in jail after already spending 15 days in custody. Getting very real for these two blokes, isn't it? They went over to WA to watch the grand final. They went via the Northern Territory, where it's believed they falsified documents, including driver's licences and something else.
Yeah.
Bank accounts,
so that they didn't have to spend the entire time in quarantine, I believe.
How elaborate.
Mm-hmm.
For a footy match.
It's a lot of planning going into it, isn't it? I mean, Jesus Christ. They breached WA's border rules. Because they didn't meet the criteria to get an exemption to enter the state. Because you're not allowed to just go, I'd love to come over and watch the footy in WA.
The rules, everyone's well aware of them.
Because that bloke's about as strict as you can get. It's between him and Palachuk for who's the maddest.
Yeah.
Oh, he got to shake Brayshaw's hand.
Oh, in the most awkward footage of all time.
In one of the most awkward handshakes ever seen. He was ignored completely by the senior coach.
Yeah.
And then he went and stood in the corner with his beer and gave it a bit of a, who else can I talk to?
Yeah.
But he got in everywhere.
He got in everywhere.
It was like one of those deluxe packages or something, if you'd won a radio contest.
The Fuse had taken him over. Some sort of fans-only experience. Merv met us at the bus and he was hilarious, told a couple of stories on the drive into the stadium, and we went to the pre-game. I mean, they were doing pre-grand final eve functions.
The whole they did the pre-grand final brunch, whatever it was.
I mean, it's VIP experience. You get to meet Shawn Mendes after the concert.
Persistent rumours around Shawn, it has to be said.
That's, yes.
Are you surprised I went to jail, though?
I am a little bit surprised. Yeah.
They've falsified so many documents, and that's the thing.
I know, but when you sort of look at the balance of the world,
yes,
and you hear that these two blokes were sentenced to 10 months, you know,
for fraud.
I know, but you think I'm not saying they don't deserve a harsh penalty. Just jail time seems pretty radical.
The general consensus on, like, social media is that it's a bit harsh.
Well,
there's a lot of let them out.
When you think about some of the things that feel a little soft around the edges over the years, violent crimes and all of those kind of things.
Where there's no jail time.
Or there's 3 years and you think, 3 years?
Yeah, what?
Why killed a guy? You know, those ones where you go, you're 4 times over the limit, you ran someone over. You've got the community service, huh?
Yeah.
All of those ones where your voice goes high.
Yes.
And my voice went high with this one. I was like, 10 months, duck over the city, put grand final footy time, what?
Marty Allen from Ringwood, as I called him.
Well, good morning, Alan. Welcome to the 6 o'clock hour. What a treat.
Good morning, Marty and the crew. What's going on?
I'm surprised to hear from you, mate.
Yeah, well, you know, I thought I'd just say g'day and what's going on.
How are you, mate?
I'm going good, mate. Just on my way to work.
What do you do for a living, Alan?
Pest control. Pest control empire for all your pest control needs.
Yeah, nice beautifully credit. Done, mate. Well done.
Hey,
go on.
I reckon these two guys are the smartest, dumbest people going around. They should go straight to the Dunce
Academy. Straight into the Dunce Academy. I reckon we might have already put them in there, Alan.
I think they're in there.
Oh, well, good. They deserve to be in there.
Yeah. What do you think about the jail time, though, Alan? Is it a bit excessive?
Probably a little bit excessive. They might go through a bit of a fine, but, you know. But if they're going to be stupid enough to do that kind of thing, knowing they're not supposed to do that kind of thing, they've got to get a smack on the wrist for some reason.
Well, Alan, it's like you've just turned up to the Triple M studios.
What happened there?
What happened? Yeah, his phone line suddenly became the clearest phone line of any phone line I've ever spoken to.
I'm getting me coffee, so.
Where are you getting it from? Fox?
Yeah, exactly. Just up down there. Would you like one?
Okay, mate. Alan, how lovely. What a surprise to talk to somebody in the 6 o'clock hour.
I know. Call any time, Alan.
Is that our earliest caller ever?
I think it is. Yeah. No one's ever woken up with a show.
No. Just called in.
The Marty Sheargold Show, Triple M.
Arnott Shapes have been ranked. I'm not sure who's ranked them. Let's find out. They've been ranked by hundreds of shoppers who voted online. In fact, almost 1,000 respondents rated the flavour they love the most. And all the way down to the one they like the least.
Yeah, right.
It's caused a bit of controversy in here straight off the bat because I've just looked at this list. There's 6 types of shape coming in at number 6, and I think we'd all agree with this one. Nacho cheese.
Yes.
I like nacho cheese.
I've never tried nacho cheese.
I don't think I have either.
That day when we had all the shapes because we were going to do our own shapes poll and then we ate them all.
That's right. We were going to do this poll because we did the Smith's chips poll.
Mm-hmm.
Remember we did that on our Instagram. And what was the end up winner of that?
I've got it here. You won, Marty. Do you remember that?
I do remember that, yes.
You beat me in the final 52-48%.
Oh, that's right. It was close.
So your ranking and effectively the definitive Marty Sheargold Show chips ranking is salt and vinegar.
Yes.
Then the yellow one. Is that cheese and onion?
Cheese and onion.
Yeah.
Then original, then chicken.
Yeah, I stand by that.
Yeah.
I mean, I might have had original up over cheese and onion if I had my time over, but then I might not have won. The savoury shapes list is as follows. Coming in at number 6, nacho cheese. No, thank you.
No.
No cho cheese.
I think it's yum.
Okay. So not number 6 for you? I mean, really,
controversial.
Though, it's number 6, isn't it? This is the controversial one, coming in at number 5, savoury shapes. Savoury shapes are my favourite shape.
Me too.
Yeah, there's not much to it, though.
I don't care. I love that.
I have no qualms so far. I think this list is good.
Okay, you don't like so. Cheese and bacon at number 4?
Nah, put it up higher.
Yeah, I love a cheese and bacon too. I mean, I really love
them all to be one.
Except for barbecue.
Well, barbecue are coming in at number 3 on this list, Loz.
Last on my list.
Now, this is the one I'll never understand. Pizza.
Yeah, that is a strange
two.
One. At 2.
Mm. Pizza shapes at number 2.
They don't taste very pizzery to me.
No, they're just not a number 2 shape.
They're not pizzery, but they're yummy. And when you get all the flavour in the bottom and you eat
all
it.
All the red stuff on your fingers.
Oh, I love it.
There's What's happening here? Do I have to defend pizza shapes?
No.
They're unbelievable.
I'm defending pizza shapes.
No.
There's not a lot of difference between barbecue shapes and pizza shapes, though, isn't
You're
there?
You're wrong.
There's very
that
similar.
That is so wrong. And you even ate them when we had all the boxes in the office, and you said, actually, I'll
Here we go.
They're really good.
Patricia's coming early. Oh, we've had a caller and Patricia in the 6 o'clock hour.
But Patricia is whispering.
Patricia's got a bedroom
You are
open.
Wrong. You are wrong.
You don't understand pizza shapes.
You've never had a shape. You tried the pizzas in the office and you said you lied.
But you did. You said, oh, maybe I was a bit too harsh on pizza shapes.
Do you reckon Ben Fordham's doing this?
No doubt. Yeah, he's got Donny Perrottet in. He's Donny's good. And hey, he's Donny. Talking about shapes.
Hey, Don, shapes. What's your favourite shape?
Yeah. Coming in at number 1 on the pizza shapes list of favourite pizza shapes. Chicken crimpy.
Yes.
I love
number
chicken
one.
Crimpy.
Lock it That's in.
Yeah. I think if I was going to go, I'd go chicken crimpy into savoury, into barbecue, into cheese and bacon, into pizza, into nacho.
Yeah. Is that a multi?
And first try scorer. What's
on the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. Catch the ICC T20 Cricket World Cup action live and exclusive on Fox Cricket, available on KO. And if you're new to KO, start your free trial today. Wide world of Will time. What's happening, Will?
Thank you, Troy. Get your KO. Get it sorted.
Yes.
You agree?
I agree. Couldn't agree more.
Okay,
you're
yes.
okay?
Yes, so.
I'm all good. Am I in delay again?
You're in massive delay.
Oh, no.
You're just like a moving, wobbling head on the screen in front of me, and your lips are moving about 14 minutes after sound comes out your face.
We've got some technical challenges this week.
That's okay. So the AFL trade period, you guys will be very interested in hearing how it went yesterday.
We love the trade updates.
Jordan Dawson ended up with Adelaide, as was expected. There was a merry-go-round of ruckman in the end. So Max Lynch to Hawthorn, John Segler to Geelong, Darcy Fort to Brisbane, and Peter Adams to Sydney. Yeah. One deal that was interesting, Jordan Clark to Fremantle. It was drawn out after what's been described as a heated phone conversation between Clark and the club's recruitment boss, Stephen Wells.
Right.
That's Geelong's recruitment boss.
Yeah.
So it was reported that Clark told Geelong if the deal couldn't get done for him to get to Freo, that he wasn't coming back to Geelong. He was going to put his foot down. And then eventually he got traded for draft picks. But there's been a couple of those standoffs between players and clubs. So Clark is lucky that his deal was able to get through.
What about the GWS guy? Did you mention him?
Bobby Hill, yeah. So he was one that was left in limbo. He wanted to get to Essendon, so from the Giants to Victoria. And
how did that go?
Didn't get done in the end.
Right.
They had to stand firm, the Giants.
Because they're going to make him see out his contract, and he does not want to be there by the sounds of it.
Yeah, for personal reasons. So hope he's doing okay, Bobby. So that's the end of the trade period, and that's the end of AFL news for basically the rest of the year.
All right. Well, we look forward to February, March.
In the NRL, the Dolphins have been confirmed as the Queensland-based side that will enter the competition in 2023. They'll be the 17th club. They look like they're going to retain most of the identity of the existing club in Redcliffe, but they won't be called Redcliffe. They're thinking they're going to broaden the appeal and name something like Moreton Bay Dolphins or River City Dolphins. Sun State Dolphins has also been floated.
So we've now got Townsville, the Gold Coast team, the Titans, the Broncos. And so you've got four teams coming out of Queensland.
Four Queensland teams, which seems about right for a state that's so heavily invested in the NRL. They've produced some great Queensland and Australian players over the years. The Dolphins, including Arthur Beetson and
Petro Sivanasiva.
Sivanasiva. And he was unbelievable, Sivanasiva.
And Wayne Bennett, the veteran super coach, has agreed to terms to coach the side. So he's allegedly signed a contract for the first two seasons with an option to coach a third in 2025. He'll be 75 by the time that wraps up.
So he'll do a year of development with them and, you know, list management and putting it all together. I mean, you couldn't ask for a better bloke to be at the helm of a club for their first couple of years. It was like when Sheedy went to GWS. So.
Mm. Exactly the same as that, pretty much. And in the NBA, this is an interesting test case for what's going to happen here potentially, because we know Victoria have harsh vaccine laws coming into play soon. The Golden State Warriors, Andrew Wiggins, received a COVID vaccine after he was originally hesitant. He applied for a religious exemption, but the NBA denied that
request. A religious exemption?
That's one of the reasons an NBA player wanted.
A religious exemption?
I'm not sure.
You should be punished.
Oh my God.
And anyway, he's ended up getting it because the NBA reviewed and denied the request. And then Kyrie Irving is another big name on
the
vaccination front.
Has the Pope made any official comment on vaccines? Seriously, has he?
I've not heard.
I know where he stands on birth control. Mm. Has he made any comment about vaccines?
Missed that media release if that's happened.
Can you Google Frank vaccine comment and see what comes up?
Frank. Well, does he not take Panadol then? Does he not take aspirin?
No,
okay. For religious exemption.
Someone's come to life.
It's believed that 95% of the NBA is vaccinated. That's the threshold, I think, at the moment. And Kyrie Irving is one where the team has effectively said, if you don't get vaccinated, you're not going to play. So he plays for the Brooklyn Nets, meaning that he's New York-based, obviously. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. And a similar thing might end up happening in the AFL. Hopefully most of the competition is vaccinated by the time it rolls around next year.
I think what we're finding is that the anti-vax group has a disproportionate sized voice to the actual size of the community.
With those sort of numbers, absolutely.
I just don't think there's as many anti-vaxxers as the Murdochs would have you believe there are.
Mm. Yeah. Well, what about Canberra reaching 98% or something?
Double vaxxed.
Yeah. No. Yeah.
Double vaxxed or single vaxxed?
No, they've had 98% one dose, but one they're on track.
But they're on the way.
That's unbelievable.
They're on their way to having 98% of their population double dosed.
Good on you, Will. That is the Y word of Will.
5 seconds. Stand by two.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
October the 14th today.
Well, it's one of the few days that it's not, you know, International Day of something.
Which is nothing to celebrate today.
Nothing to celebrate today.
There is something, but it wasn't very interesting.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. Right. Mm. 1824 on this day, W.C. Wentworth and Robert Wardell begin publication of The Australian, which was at that time the first independent newspaper in Australia. No longer.
Apparently today is no bra day.
Oh, my God.
On the one day that I'm wearing a bra.
Unbelievable. Well, whip it off.
Oh, my God, she's doing it.
Oh, no, it was yesterday.
Oh, thank God.
Oh, that's fine then.
Put it back on. Put it back on and relax. 1926, A.A. Milne's book Winnie the Pooh is released.
Winnie the Pooh, Winnie the Pooh.
What does the A.A. stand for? I've read that for my whole life and never bothered to ask that question.
A.A. Milne. Alan Alexander.
Alan Alexander. Al Milne.
A.A. Milne.
Yeah. Isn't that fun?
Yeah.
1968, the first live telecast from a manned U.S. spacecraft, Apollo 7. Apollo 7.
William Shatner, a rocket man. Now?
Yeah.
He's landed.
Yeah, he's
the
back.
Shat has landed.
90 years of age, oldest human in space.
I guarantee you he shat himself.
on re-entry or on takeoff?
I'd say takeoff. Yeah. All the jiggling. And the goat curry he had was totally unnecessary.
I hope it wasn't a long flight.
For the bloke next to him. Did Beather go on that one?
No.
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 He sent it off, though, I think.
Mm. Yeah. His rocket. Yeah.
He's not going to miss an opportunity to stand next to his rocket.
Getting the brand out.
Mm. 1994, Pulp Fiction by Tarantino, starring Bruce Willis, Uma Thurman, John Travolta, Samuel L. Jackson, is released in cinemas. 94.
Yeah. What a movie. Wedding and the old folks wished
them well. What a great film.
Unbelievable.
So Reservoir Dogs was before this?
Yeah.
Yes.
And then this?
Yeah.
Ooh. No, I reckon Jackie Brown was in between.
No, I thought Jackie Brown was first. Hang on.
This is the song from the scene, obviously, when they're dancing in the...
When none of us
stage.
None of us had seen Travolta dance since Greece.
Yeah.
That it was seriously that. It was like, oh, my God, he can still dance.
Still got it.
Still got it.
What if he still can dance?
Well, you'd have to ask some of the men in Hollywood.
Jackie Brett, yeah, Jackie Brett was 97.
97 after this. Roger Moore would be turning 94 today.
Chambers, I didn't recognise you with the clothes on.
You are very suspicious, Mr. Bond.
Oh, I find I live much longer that way.
He was a good Bond, Roger, wasn't he? He was a wonderful Bond.
Yeah.
Bing Crosby passed away on this day in 1977. Dreaming. Gee, that's a long time ago, isn't it, for Bing?
See, late 60s, you're saying?
I think he was 69, yeah. Just like the
ones I used to know. That's on this day for October the 14th.
No, he was older than that. Where the tree he was 74.
Glisten.
It's quite a difference. He took 4 years off his life.
That 4 years probably meant an enormous amount to Bing. Who knows what that 4 years that I tried to take off him? Who knows what happened in that?
Probably doing his best work there. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
Time for yearbook, and we are doing it for Avant Door Handles by Gainsborough, installed in just 30 seconds using their quick fix technology. GainsboroughHardware.com.au. Enter with style, Marty.
Thank you to Gainsborough.
Yes.
I mean, these sorts of radio things don't exist without the wonderful people at Gainsborough and the like.
GainsboroughHardware.com.au.
You know I'm massive on handles.
It's all about the first impression.
That's
the entry you got to make.
So much of life is.
Yeah.
How many times have you arrived somewhere, looked at the door handle and thought, no?
You only get one chance to make a first impression.
Beautifully central.
$200 up for grabs here with Yearbook. If you win, Uber Eats vouchers. We'll sort you out with those this morning.
We have, basically, you play some audio and the three of us, Will, Lauren and I, have to guess what year that's from. We represent a listener, and that person can win $200 worth of Uber Eats. Who we got?
Dustin in Diamond Creek, first up.
Good morning, Dustin.
Good morning. How are you going?
I'm wonderful, mate. How are you?
Fantastic.
How's lockdown treating you, Dustin?
Oh, not too bad.
Yeah, just ticking along now, waiting for it to end.
Yeah, definitely.
It was a pretty quick week, this week of lockdown, wasn't it?
Oh, it wasn't too quick for me. I'm on call at the moment, so nice and busy.
What do you do, Dustin?
I work on distribution mains power.
Oh.
So high voltage power.
Oh, so if there's a power outage, you're the man that turns up.
Fix it all up.
I am, yes.
Well done, Dustin. Who would you like to represent you today?
I'll take Lauren today.
Yes, Dustin.
I wasn't opening up with calipers.
All right, nice work. All right, Kelly in Geelong.
Hi, guys.
G'day, Kelly. Kelly. How are you?
Good, thanks.
You sound up and about this morning?
Yeah, I'm up this time every morning, so I'm pretty awake.
Yeah, yeah. Nice. What are you doing for a living, Kelly?
I work in administration.
Why ask if you're just going to groan at everyone's job?
Oh, Kelly.
You sound so excited, Marty.
Well, there's hope for you yet. You sound young. who would you like to play on your behalf, Kelly?
I was going to say you, but after that reaction, I'm Will.
Yeah, good on you, Kelly.
Nice. She's jumped off.
All right, that's
she's
it.
On Will. Oh, fair enough. Fair enough, Kelly. And I'm calipers today, Alan. Good morning, mate.
G'day, Chigsy. How are you, mate?
I'm wonderful. I'm that kid in the playground that no one wants to play with.
That's all right, mate. I was on your team all the way, brother.
Good on you, Alan. What are you doing for a living?
I'm in logistics and transport, mate.
Ooh, with Fox or... What's
We use a little bit of Lynn Fox and a lot of companies, mate. So.
Tom.
Told you, correct.
Logistics. Yeah. Sounds like so much fun, doesn't it?
Busy at the moment. Very busy at the moment.
All right, strap yourselves in, listeners. One of you is winning $200 worth of Uber Eats. Let's go.
Matty keeping a score of the game. Marty, you won last week.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's
Lauren,
right.
You're on 10, Will on 13. Marty's still trailing on 5.
Creeping
up. It's a bit sad. It's a bit sad down that end. What's our theme today?
It's just general.
General.
Just general. Oh. Wide and varied.
Wonderful.
Yeah.
Wide and varied.
So here comes the first question. Janet Jackson had a Super Bowl wardrobe malfunction thanks to Justin Timberlake yanking off part of her costume in what year?
All right, I'm in.
Remember this?
Yeah, I remember it.
I could have gone over, actually.
Everyone in?
I went on the low side. Are we in?
I went 2011.
I said 8.
I went 03.
It's 2004.
Of course, 4. Oh. No, I got it. What?
2004.
Yeah.
Oh.
Will gets the point.
Will gets the point.
I was so far over. I was trying to... I was thinking it's got to be 10 years ago.
I don't think I was in school anymore.
But it's actually nearly 20 years ago.
Long time ago.
Yeah.
All right, second question. Comedian Kathy Griffin came under fire when photos of her surfaced holding a decapitated head of President Donald Trump in which year?
Everybody around the world knows the crazy red-haired lady from the picture.
Kathy Griffin should be ashamed of herself.
CNN announced that Griffin would not be hosting the network's New Year's Eve live show.
Jeez, well,
a job she has done for a decade.
Oh, yeah, she got the sack.
Only a couple of years it could be.
Yeah, I've changed it. I'm going 2017.
I was going to say that, but I said 16.
It's 2017.
Yes! Hang in there, Alan. You're still a chance.
What's the scoreboard, Matty?
Will's on 2, Marty on 1. Lauren, yet to score.
Will's on 2.
Watch, I'm about to perform a comeback of the century.
Okay. So there you go. This one.
Truth, Matthew.
Question 3. While reporting...
Sorry, who am I representing? Is it Kelly?
You are representing Kelly in Geelong. Because remember, Kelly was going to go on me, and I sided at her job.
But you offended administration.
Yeah, but administration, I mean, really? What is that?
Keeping things going.
It's important.
Get out of it.
Question 3. While reporting the death of Steve Irwin... Then presenter of Today Tonight, Naomi Robson, appeared on air wearing khaki and a lizard on her shoulder.
Hello, I am Naomi Robson.
What year did that happen?
On your ass. Pain. Mr. and Mrs. Joss and their son Hugh. Boy, was it an ass. Jesus. Rocked out the sun it did.
Just to be clear, that wasn't the report from Steve.
That was a montage.
I'm saying it was what we found on Google.
I've
locked in 2006 when he died.
Oh, God.
2006.
Will wins.
Will wins.
Thank you, Kelly.
I thought he died in 08.
There you go, Kelly. You picked the right horse.
Oh, thank you, Will.
My pleasure. Dinner's on us, Kelly.
Oh, awesome. What are we having?
Well, you're having administration for dinner.
Oh, come on, Marty.
$200 worth of Uber Eats vouchers. Enjoy.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Two Victorians who snuck into Perth using false documentation to attend the grand final have been sent to jail for at least 3 months. That's 12 weeks in jail.
It's a long time.
It sure is. Melbourne restaurateur Hayden Burbank, who's got his joint on Chapel Street.
Morris Jones.
It's got the flower wall. Yeah.
They've repainted it because it used to be in blue and red saying go D's and now it's white again.
That was in the lead up, wasn't it, to the grand final, Will?
Yeah,
a couple of weeks.
Probably not a bad idea to stop drawing attention to the bloke who supports Melbourne, who owns it.
I imagine that's what
it's got the flower wall in there where you can front up with a wag, I'm assuming.
Line up and get your photo
taken. Perhaps Beck Judd will swing down and do a session in the afternoon.
If you like
meet and greets.
Meet and greets or Nadia Bartel might turn up.
No doubt.
Handing out cheap plates and just a couple of... quick photo with Nadia.
Yeah.
Nadia's always in the toilet. Then he's got his mate Mark Babbage, the Bab.
Yeah.
Mr. Cabbage, who is a financial advisor, I think. I'm not sure for how much longer.
No.
Because I don't know if you're picking the guy who was in jail as your financial planner.
Well, I think DC said that because they now have criminal records, he's not actually able to work as a financial planner or advisor.
Lose his license.
Well, okay. Yeah. Well, it's been a very expensive trip to the grand final.
It sure has.
God, I loved Prisoner.
So in jail for Christmas.
Yep.
Oh, my God. Yes.
Yeah.
That's why we're doing it, isn't it? That's why we're playing Paul Kelly.
We're playing Paul Kelly.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Molly.
Because Burbank can't make the gravy now.
Who's going to make the gravy at Burbank's joint? You probably have a roast of the day. Do they do that at Morrison Judd's?
I don't think
so. I've not been.
No.
Has anyone been?
Yeah, I have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What's it like, a roast of the joint? A roast of the day?
Last time I was there, it was very busy. No, I was there on a Friday night. Oh, it was quite...
Would have been absolutely horrendous.
Let's see if they have a menu.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, let's check the menu.
If I have food...
Morris Jones menu.
In case we want to do a team lunch there.
I have had a lunch there at some point.
We should do a team lunch.
It doesn't seem foodie from...
Not at night.
Oh, it's like a... I have been here.
Oh, Loz has realised she has been there. Well, they've falsified documents, including, I believe, a driver's license.
Yep.
They have a sip and sushi.
A sip and sushi.
Oh, great.
What, so you have a sake, a couple of sakes, and eat some sushi. That's a good night out.
That's good. That is good.
And a Californian-Japanese sharing menu.
Jiggly winkers, made by a bloke from Bayswater. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. How did you bust your cags is the question we're asking now. I mean, if... I came in like a wrecking ball. I never hit so hard in love. Oh, Miley. She's busted a couple of cags over the journey. Including our very own Liam Hemsworth.
Yes.
Leave the Aussies out of it, Miley.
Yeah.
Just have your own career.
And then Cody Simpson.
Oh, that's right. Yes.
Yeah.
Our boy Cody. Having a crack at 2023 in Paris.
Mm.
She sucked him in.
Oh, she really winkers.
In. In.
It was just the base of it and the lag. There was so much room for other words.
Sure was.
She sucked in. In. A Cornish bride. Yeah, you heard. A Cornish bride. A Cornish bride playing a game of rounders.
Rounders.
Rounders on her wedding day. I mean, what an awful wedding if at some point someone goes, let's squeeze in a game of rounders.
It's just really scraping the bottom
maybe
of the barrel.
Maybe they met at a rounders game.
Yeah. I hope so. Yeah. They have to make some sense of everyone getting out the rounders equipment. A rounders game during the big day. She whacked the ball straight into her new husband's crotch. Blushing bride. Why is a blushing bride? Yeah. I hate that term.
Just a bride.
Yeah, just a bride. Yeah. Sarah Chesterfield. Oh, I wonder if she's from the famous Chesterfield couch family. No wonder she's blushing. She's worth a fortune. She took a swing of the bat and sent the ball painfully into new husband Matt Chesterfield. Oh, he's the Chesterfield. She's now Sarah Chesterfield, he took her name.
That's right.
Yeah, I mean, I don't want to be. So. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I don't want to have any issues with any communities.
Yes.
I refer to the couple as us. Sarah and Matt Chesterfield, we've got a grab of the moment the ball hit his cags.
Ready? Catch
the ball! Someone's loving it.
I thought it was really funny.
That's the crazy uncle. Cags. Tries to hit on someone near the coleslaw.
Yeah.
Come back over and films the moment the balls hit old Matt and the cags. And we're asking the question, how did you bust your cags? I mean, it happens all the time.
Cags.
Men get knocked in the nuts.
Yeah.
I was in a dorm room at the ANU many, many years ago, and we were mucking around with a hockey ball. And a bloke by the name of Dougal, who I have no idea whatever happened to Dougal. He was a lovely bloke. You know how you have a bloke in your life for about 3 months?
Yeah.
And then you just never see them again.
Disappears.
He was one of those guys, Dougal. He was an old mate of a mate of mine. And
Did he have red hair?
No, he didn't. He was a brunette. And he got hit in the scrot with a hockey ball, and then a blood patch appeared on his shorts. And we were like, "Dougs, your nuts are bleeding." And he had to go and have a little bit of stitching done to reattach said sack. Geez, laugh. We laughed him all the way out of that room. See you, Dougs. Go get your nuts fixed.
How did you bust yours? What happened, Phil?
It was my brother. How you going, guys? Sorry, I sort of started a bit rough there.
You're right, Phil. Enjoy yourself.
Shigs, I was nervous you're going to cut me off, so I've got to get through this quickly.
I will if you keep talking, mate.
My youngest brother copped a pool shot to the Cags playing indoor cricket.
Ooh.
We tried to laugh him off and get him to keep playing. He couldn't do it, so he came off crying. Mm. And then that night at midnight, after a little sleep, he went for a piss and it had tripled in size.
Oh,
wow.
Had to go to hospital and had half of one cut out.
Oh, my God.
Oh, no.
Jesus, you're trying to jolly him out of it and he ends up in surgery.
Yeah, well, that's what you do to your brother, isn't it?
Of course, Phil. I mean, I get it. God almighty, that's a serious knock to the Cags.
Thanks, Phil. Martin in Windville.
G'day, Marty. Martin here. How are you?
Oh, wonderful, Martin. It's Marty. How are you going, Marty?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. Not too bad.
Did you knock your nuts?
Yeah, I did, mate. I caught one. I played lacrosse most of my career. We're going to go about this a long way.
Yeah.
Played lacrosse most of my career.
Yeah.
Retired for a bit, come back into it. Took my son. I said, you never ever stay on the ground when you get hit. You always get up.
Yep.
Went out on the game lacrosse. I've had the shot at goal. Hit me right in the testy.
Oh.
I've laid on the ground. Everyone's like, get up, mate, get up. There's no getting up, mate. They had to drag me off the field. Laid on the sidelines. Next quarter, still on the sidelines. Mm. End of the game, they all come past. Shake my hand. Good game, trying to sit up.
You're still laying down.
Take it to hospital. Yeah. I go, nah, mate, nah, I'll be right. I'll be good.
Yeah.
Ended up going to hospital, walk into the hospital, sort of limping in. They're like, you all right, mate? Oh, not really.
Yeah.
Get to it, Martin.
They thought I'd been shot.
Oh, my God.
Took me there. They're like, have you been shot? I go, no, mate, just hitting the testes. They give me some painkillers.
Oh, just down. See you, mate. Well done, Marty.
He lost half a testicle.
The Marty Shugold Show. It's an exciting time.
It is.
In Texas.
It certainly is. And on the line, we've got Channel 7's man on the ground and Triple M's favourite, David Woywood. Good morning, David.
Yes. Morning, Shardy. Morning, Shiglet.
David, it's a bit of a nightmare here. We had what we're describing as a COVID incident. So we've got Will and Lauren and all of us in different places around the country on Zoom. So if we're a bit laggy, we apologise in advance.
No troubles. I'm actually in the desert in Texas as well, so I'm probably a bit laggy. There is zero reception out here. I'm standing on the side of a freeway, so let's hope we can get through.
run us through it, David. We know that William Shatner's just gone into space and come down and landed, but we were just talking amongst ourselves off air. Is this a commercial one? Is this where people are paying, and if so, how much?
Yeah, well, there was four people on board, and two of them were paying. William Shatner was not paying. He's sort of like the PR headline for Jeff Bezos, and he's certainly got plenty of media. But there were two others, and one of them was actually an Aussie, and he was a bloke who used to work at NASA. He wanted to be an astronaut, but he failed a number of their tests because he actually suffers from mild colour blindness, so he could never actually become an astronaut. So he has left NASA. He made a fair bit of coin in that tech entrepreneur world, and he actually bought his way onto this capsule.
And what does that cost, David?
Pretty closely guarded secret. So I had a chat with him yesterday, and he certainly wouldn't give it up. It's hugely expensive, but their big argument is that the more often they launch these capsules, that price will come down. So perhaps next year you could go up. It'll be a few years before Matt or Lauren or anyone like that go up. But
be a long time before Matthew goes up. David, are we ballparking it? Are we talking of a quarter of a million, or are we talking a million? Has anyone leaked anything around the cost?
Those figures have been thrown up around a quarter of a million or so. But we know on that last flight with Jeff Bezos on board, it actually was auctioned for around $28 million.
A lot of
that went to a charity as well. So that's sort of not representative. But certainly that price is going to be well up there, and it could be definitely within those millions.
And when the Shat came down, what was his sort of response when he stepped off the, what do you call it, the capsule?
Capsule, yeah.
Yeah, so he stepped off the capsule, and you'll love this because actors, hey, Marty. He's had a bit of a blubber. He's had a little bit of a wobble.
As is,
and it was all very profound, and it's all very about William Shatner and how much of an impact this has meant to him. The other three looked pretty relaxed about the whole thing, but William Shatner, he put his head on Jeff Bezos' shoulder. Big hugs all round.
Right.
Yeah, a lot of love going around, but he was questioning those deeper questions of the universe.
Right. Mm. Well, I suppose at 90, you're just happy to be out.
I was thinking about that. Like, you put 5 or 6 G-force on a 90-year-old heart. Like, what happens then?
Yeah, I know. So I'm amazed.
Lucky to get through it.
Did he do Beam Me Up Scotty or any of that gear?
Yeah, there's been plenty of those puns getting around. In fact, I'll probably try and slide a few into my package later tonight as well.
And in more important news, have you received our package of the dressing gown and the show bag? Has that arrived?
No, and I'm looking squarely at Judith and the rest of the publicity team or whoever is dragging the chain on this, because I've been promised this, and it certainly hasn't turned up.
Well, talk about underwhelming from one of the former promotions people. We got the package back at one point.
Oh, 3 times.
To update people who don't know, we've been trying to send David a pretty basic package since about April or May.
Yeah.
We got it back this time, and someone in their own handwriting had just attached North to the address. I mean, you really had to look for it. And then I said to Matthew, take it over, will you, Matthew, and get this thing to David. So we know, I think we know, has it left or where is it now?
I have a tracking code. I've sent it express.
Can you track it or something?
Yes, I do. It just got on a plane the other day.
Right.
So it's leaving Melbourne Airport.
It's on its way.
Well, I'm coming home for Christmas, so I'll see it in April.
Oh, God, dear. We should have just waited and given it to him in person. Thank you, David. Have a lovely day, mate.
Channel 7's David Woywood.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. Shigold Show, Triple M. A little
bird told me. As we get you up to date with what's happening around Melbourne, around the country, and around the world.
Absolutely. Canberra has now reached 70% full vaccination coverage for its population over 12.
How good is this?
They're on fire. And single doses at a staggering 98%.
That is unbelievable.
Of 12 plus.
How have they done it, I wonder?
I don't know. Just, you know, good organisation, I suppose. The current evidence suggests that the ACT will be one of the most vaccinated cities in the world.
That is very good news.
Perhaps you could put it on your travel itinerary when the borders all open up.
I love Canberra for a weekend.
Canberra's great.
Yeah.
There was a comment in the article saying they're one of the most highly educated states in the country, so maybe that has something to do with it too.
Good schools. Yeah. A lot of public servants there as well.
Some good pubs and cafes and that sort of stuff as well.
They might have had a mandatory sort of vaccination thing running through the public service.
Probably hasn't
hurt those figures.
Yeah, maybe it's helped.
Love your Canberra.
Love your Canberra. Herald Sun columnist and Sky News host Andrew Dolt has slammed his employer's new approach to climate change coverage, which is interesting. I believe he went to an editorial meeting prior to that to make sure it was okay to have a go at them. News Corp has announced it would support action on climate change in one of the great reversals in history.
Yeah, they changed that, didn't they?
Having just poo-pooed it for years, so much so that Rupert's own son, James, left the company. I bet he wishes he'd waited another couple of years for Rupert to change his mind. Andrew Bolt's described the new directive of 16 pages of News Corp propaganda, says Andrew.
Interesting.
So heavily...
He's involved in that.
Mate, he's the face of that business in this country. And now he swings around and gives it a bit of 16 pages of propaganda because they've finally started to look at the science of what's taking place. Dragged kicking and screaming into the 21st century. Yeah. Well, not Andrew. He won't have a bar of it.
No.
Still propaganda for old Dalty. One of the great turds. We'll rewrite history when he dies, though. You watch. It'll be like, we're doing this and that and this and that. Nah. No way. I won't have a bar of it. He's assured his Sky News viewers he's free to say exactly what he thinks. I wouldn't have thought so, Andrew. You keep going with your 16 pages of propaganda gear and see how long you're there. Did you not get the email that you all got? You have to change what you think. Well, change what you think, Andrew. Do what you're told. Jesus Christ, mate.
Sam Armitage in the news as well.
Yes, beautifully done, Troy. She's going back to Channel 7, not only for Farmer Wants a Wife, but also she's joined Channel 7's spring racing coverage.
I thought she wanted a break from telly.
I think she did, but I think what she realised when she had a break was that no one cared that she wasn't on telly anymore.
Oh, right, okay.
Sitting in the Southern Highlands with Dick, the potpourri of horsemen, and just realised that no one cared. Oh, well, I better go back then.
Back to it.
Better go back.
The most niche lavender joke. You really need your finger on the pulse to get.
Paul McCartney, this is fun. I might finish with this. I was going to talk about something else, but I put so much time into Andrew Dolt that I'll finish with Paul McCarthy. In an interview Paul McCartney used to do Mel Toupee, who was a Mel Torme cover act. Very funny guy, Paul McCartney. Paul McCartney, in an interview with The New Yorker, has called the Rolling Stones, and this will ruffle some feathers, a blues cover band. He did say, "I'm not sure I should say it, but they're a blues cover band. That's sort of what the Stones are. I think our net was cast a bit wider than theirs."
This is going to cause some problems.
Over to you, Mick.
Yes.
The Marty Shergold Show, Triple M.
Remember a little while ago an American girl was posting on Insta celebrities that she'd met and served and what they were like?
Yeah.
I can't remember who was on her list.
There's been a few of them.
This is not a new phenomenon.
This is a thing now where wait staff are discussing celebrities that they've encountered. Well, we've got an Aussie waitress who's met some celebrities and started to rate them on her account, I'm assuming. TikTok user Ken Kunchlo.
Ken Kunchlo.
It's different. Yeah, Ken Kunchlo. Listed the stars she's encountered at work in a viral video, giving them scores out of 10. Scotty Cam, you won't be surprised by this, guys, super nice.
Oh, that's no surprise.
Scotty Cam, just bacon and eggs and would have done all the right smile, possibly a photo. I mean, I'm starting to make it up now.
Yeah.
here we go. Guy Sebastian, rude.
Maybe it's just having a bad day. Might have been tired.
You're very generous, Troy. He's had a bit of a wobble this year, old guy, hasn't he?
He has been in the news a couple of times.
She said, first up, we have Guy Sebastian, who was very rude considering his main thing is being on The Voice Australia.
Well, that doesn't mean anything.
It's a backhanded slap.
Yeah.
He wouldn't order his own drinks. He wouldn't look up at you. He wouldn't even crack a smile to any of the fans that were smiling at him. So Guy is a 2 out of 10.
Two.
Troy. Unless there's like a body of these, I'm not sure you can just go off one. He might have been having
just
a really
bad
day.
But even on my worst day, I wouldn't be rude to a waitress, I don't think.
Yeah, no, it's pretty bad.
Scotty Cam, by far the nicest celebrity I've ever met. Says Ken Kunchlo. Literally, I've ever met. He was just pumping darts on the balcony, offering to take photos with us and have some great banter and laugh. So Scotty's just on the bangers. She went on to rate radio duo Hamish Blake and Andy Lee 10 out of 10.
Well, they are
for Ham
lovely.
And Andy.
Guys.
You wouldn't meet two nicer guys. Yeah. 10 out of 10. She won't get over Scotty Cam, though. She's given him 1,000 out of 10 and a fire emoji.
Is he her dad? Is this just publicity for Scotty Cam? Yeah.
Is this Scotty's publicist? This stinks of Max Markson.
5 seconds. Stand by 2.
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day.
On this day for October the 14th.
You won't believe it. You know what today is?
What's that?
Be Bald and Free Day. If you're bald, just embrace it today.
It's going to lead
free.
You today, Marty.
Be free. Yeah. I'm going to free myself up today.
That's just you every day, isn't it?
It really is.
Surely.
1884, George Eastman patents paper strip photographic film.
Will wasn't happy about this one.
I know. but
I just didn't get it.
You put some very tenuous references.
I love tenuous references. Don't get me wrong.
It's paper.
And any time we get to hear Rubber Band, I'm happy.
It's paper strip photographic film. Whoa! 1957, the Everly Brothers single "Wake Up, Little Susie" reaches number one. 1957. Wake up, little Susie. Wake up. Mm. 1978, the first TV movie from a TV series, Rescue from Gilligan's Island.
Just right back, oh. Hear a tale from the Tabernacle.
I loved Gilligan's Island.
So did I. Oh,
it was such a great show.
4:30, 5 o'clock was, in the afternoon after school.
It was just escapism, wasn't it?
Yeah. Mary Ann, Professor.
It was like the Land of the Giants.
Yeah, I loved it.
I loved all that stuff. Oh, that was the weather arriving. They had the very own rain parrot.
They got notifications.
Unfortunately not. 1982, US President Reagan proclaims a war on drugs. Travel through the night, because there is no fear. Oh, you'll never hear the war on drugs on Triple M again.
So enjoy it.
2017, producer Harvey Weinstein is expelled by the Academy of Motion Picture Arts and Sciences. That's the Miramax sting.
Yeah, which doesn't sound familiar to me.
It's very forgettable, isn't it?
And Miramax was named after his parents, I'm pretty sure.
Oh, Miriam and Max.
Yeah.
Because it was his brother, wasn't it, with him?
His brother was in the business. Yeah.
Bob and Harvey.
Bob didn't know anything that was going on, amazingly. Sure. Even though he'd thrown a bit of cash quietly under the table at a couple of people. I didn't know what he was up to. Didn't you, Bob? Bob? Bob?
Bob?
Bob? Sit up, Bob, and wipe your chin. Stephen Bradbury's turning 48 today.
And Arnold hits the bell. One lap for gold. He's reaching back for one more gear, trying to hold up lead. They bump. They bump.
Bradbury.
Oh, yeah.
Bradbury.
Bradbury.
Stephen Bradbury.
Bradbury.
He loves Bradberries. Pete Murray is turning 52 today. He doesn't love that. Just a man with a guitar and a mission.
Yes. What else do you need?
He's performed from your airlock.
He has. We haven't done an airlock for a while.
We've been in a few lockdowns.
We can't get into the airlock.
You've done a bit of guitar work this week as well, mate.
I have. Check me out on Instagram. Yeah. Covering a great Paul Kelly track.
The Isolation Diaries.
Steve Coogan is turning 56 today.
I love birds, and I like to come here and make bird noises. I'm no Dr. Doolittle, but there are times when I think birds are the only ones I can really talk to. Maybe that's because I'm a partridge. Alan Partridge.
On this day, October the 14th. Marty Shugold, now
on Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. How did your brother surprise you is the question we're asking now.
Mm.
And that could be a many and varied reason. You know, maybe he eloped. I always love an eloping story.
Yeah.
Give us a bell, 133353, because I'm minding my own business last night around 6-ish.
Mm.
And on the WhatsApp team sort of account, I don't know what it's called.
WhatsApp, the group chat.
The team WhatsApp. Troy's just whacked up a bit of my brother's on Millionaire Hot Seat tonight.
And I did not know
and
that.
And you did not know?
No. I was taken by surprise.
Totally taken by surprise because your brother surprised you.
Yes, he did.
133353. We've got a couple of grabs of him talking to the puppet master himself.
Jay Ellis is a plumber, 43 years of age from Red Hill. God's own country down here in the Mornington Peninsula.
That's what they call
Ellis
it.
Plumbing. Tell me about pulling together Ellis Plumbing.
It's our family business. My father actually started probably 40, 50 years ago.
Good on you.
And now my brother and I have taken over the reins.
I love family businesses.
Well, he's into retirement.
How do you split the jobs? What do you do?
Well, my brother goes out on site and works in the mud, and I stay in the office and stay nice and clean.
That's the way to do it, Jay. Well played.
He's worked it out.
He's worked it out. If that's triggered any listeners, we have contact numbers on the website.
He went on to say this.
One early morning, under the cover of darkness, I was going to work, went down Arthur's Seat, hit some ice on the road, slid off Arthur's Seat. Off the edge, went down the embankment. As I got out of my car, I was climbing back up, I heard another car coming down the hill.
Uh-oh.
So I thought, oh, they might give me some help. So I was climbing up the hill to wave them down. And before I knew it, that car actually came across the top of my head and landed next to me in the ditch off Arthur's Seat as well.
Yeah.
And we both proceeded to walk down the bottom of Arthur's Seat and to get phone reception back then. And then called the tow truck. He turned up and he was sort of scratching his head thinking, how...
What
there's two cars down here on the bottom of the hill,
Gee whiz.
It's funny now, but back then it wasn't so funny.
It wasn't so funny when you're going over, I can imagine, Jay.
No. It was quite a surprise.
To be fair, it wasn't funny now either, Jay. And if he'd rung our show, I reckon we would have faded him out.
Totally would have wanted him down.
Ironically, Troy would have been the one
faded. I know. Ironically, you would have surprised your brother by not hearing his whole story.
Well, I have heard the story before, and I actually wound it down in person.
Wind it up, Jay. Mate, that's a bit of fun. How did he go?
He bombed out.
Oh, did he?
Yeah, he bombed out.
Did he get to pass or come back?
No.
Or was he just destroyed?
He bombed out on the first round.
Oh, no.
Yeah. Jay.
Which is probably why he didn't tell me.
Yeah.
It's why, you know.
Well, it certainly took you by surprise.
Certainly took me by surprise. We got some on Insta, Will.
Yeah, most people's brothers are pretty useless from the sounds of things. Harry said, surprised me when he turned out to be a decent bloke. Eddie said, by not being a total knob one time.
That's hilarious.
Will, he stole my car and sold it. Surprise.
Surprise.
Oh, no.
But this is a nice one from Lisa. He flew from London to Brisbane, arriving Friday, leaving Monday for my 50th birthday. That's a nice surprise.
That is rock solid.
Yeah. Halfway around the world.
Halfway around the world for a 48-hour visit.
That's impressive.
Very impressive.
Cameron in Keysborough, how did your brother surprise you?
Well, good morning, everyone. My brother surprised me in two small ways this year.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, he got me a late 40th birthday present for me last year, which was a backlog of Jaws action figurines. He got me Sam Quint, you know, Robert Shaw from Jaws?
Yes.
An action one, 8-inch tall, with cloth clothing, beer cans and interchangeable hands. And the
wonderful.
next thing he got me was a toy, Lego Mustang, which is about a foot long when you build it. They're worth $150.
Jeez.
Wow.
You've done all right, Cam.
Good surprise.
That's a whole subway in length.
Yeah, it's a bit. I didn't want to suggest to Cam that they're too old for those kind of presents because Cam was so excited to get his G.I. Joe.
But also, that's just buying someone a present.
A Lego Mustang. That's a great lockdown activity.
Is it?
That's not impressive, Mark. Impressive thoughts. Really.
What, he gave you some Lego?
Lyndon in Hoppers Crossing. How did your brother surprise you, Lyndon?
Yeah, morning, team. Love the show. Look, my brother surprised me. He was going for an IVF with his wife. Mm-hmm. At the same time, he was having an affair with a work colleague.
What?
Obviously, he didn't say nothing to anybody.
Yeah.
They both got pregnant within a week of each other.
No.
True story, Marty, no doubt, mate. And the babies are born on the same day in the same hospital.
Oh, you have to be winding me up, Lyndon.
No lies, mate. Not a word of a lie.
That's a
no
lot of lies. Chances.
Almost what are the chances? He didn't tell anybody. We found out about the babies about 2 weeks before they were born.
This is just astounding.
Was he running between rooms like Benny Hill?
Mrs.
I'm
Doubtfire.
Not too sure. He was pretending. He was pretending to play golf and was going around to the mistress's house. Mm. Yeah, yeah.
It gives you a good four and a half, five hours there.
That's it. That's it. Unless you're no good at golf, and then it's a little bit longer, isn't it?
Well, and I was going to say, who's ever needed 5 hours, Lyndon?
No.
That's one of the great calls. Let's tell you. The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M.
The Marty Shergold Show. Triple M. I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really fast.
Loza, what do you got for us?
Well, we missed a very important birthday yesterday.
Did we?
Did we?
Yes. Billy Redden, the scary banjo kid.
Oh, my God, from The Deliverance.
From Deliverance, Troy. turned 65.
65?
Yeah.
And Will found the most amazing bit of trivia about him, didn't you, mate?
I can't remember it. What was
remember
it?
He wasn't playing the banjo
in
the
arms. Yeah.
He had a shirt with sleeves specially made so that a bloke could put his arms through his shirt. A bit like a Ross Noble show. You don't know how it's happening and then it's all just unfolding in front of you. bloke puts his arms through the shirt and plays the banjo for him.
Doing the work.
Yeah.
Behind the scenes.
So happy birthday, Billy.
Mm.
From Nathan, he gets in touch via the text line a lot. He says, Judge Judy earns more than Cristiano Ronaldo and she doesn't have to sacrifice food and booze.
Oh, good call. Yeah. She is worth a fortune, isn't she?
Because we spoke about her because her, is they called a clerk?
Bailiff.
Yeah.
His name was Petri.
Yeah, the dish.
Been with the dish for 25 years.
25 years he worked with Judge Judy, and she didn't even ring him and let him know that he wasn't required for the new show.
Yeah.
He had to ring her.
Rough.
Unbelievable.
Weird.
Not
weird by Judy. No, I think she'd be hard work.
She'd be very hard work, and it's an awful business. But when you've got to ring
being a judge.
TV.
Legal system.
Yeah.
TV.
Oh, I thought you were talking about it being a judge. You'd know. You're a judge. Marty?
Yeah, yeah, I am, actually. You're right. We do the jury.
Jury?
What else you got, Loz?
One last one. In Backpage, we spoke about an NBA player who had cited religious exemption for not getting vaccinated. Is that right, Will?
I've heard everything.
Wiggins.
Well, the Pope has actually urged people to get vaccinated, so none of that, thanks.
None of that, thanks, mate.
Yeah.
If Francis is on board, jump on with him.
Mm.
Put your red shoes on and have some fun.
Could have been a different religion, though.
Well, there's the voice of reason.
Oh, that's true.
He
only asked me to look
up the Pope. Bloody purple's arrived.
You could have said that at the time.
Look out.
I'll go.
All right.
Well, you don't have to go far, mate. You're at home.
Bed's right there.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Sticking around, back end time.
Back end time. Mm. I have no idea what's happening in the back end today. Do you, Will?
Yeah, we were talking about, we didn't actually get to it during the show because we're talking about the two Melbourne supporters that are now spending 3 months in jail.
And the slammer.
And then Clorinda put a poll up on our Instagram. Would you take 3 months jail to see your team win a flag?
Mm.
Is that worth it? And
is
then amongst the team, we've all decided that it's not
It's not worth it.
No.
Who's going to jail for 12 weeks so you can go over to Perth and watch Melbourne win a flag? I mean, you've got more chances of going to Mount Buller.
I investigated going to Darwin to quarantine for 2 weeks before going to Brisbane so I could see the Lions potentially make their way into a grand final, which is 2 weeks almost in jail, but 3 months is ridiculous. Anyway, the audience agrees. 78% said no.
Had to be a no.
And we had a suggestion from Bonnie that the people saying no were Hawks and Cats fans who've been spoilt for success recently, but I don't know about that.
No. Wouldn't matter how many years you've waited for your team to win a flag. You're not going to jail for 3 months. Anything could happen in jail. You could be one of those poor people that someone in the cell block doesn't like you and throws boiling water
in your face. Yeah, you may never come out.
Yeah. Or you could be one of those awful people that, you know, ends up in a scuffle with someone, you punch him in the face, his head's hit the stairs, and now you're in jail for 7 years for manslaughter.
Yeah, anything can happen. You lose total control.
Well, you could just be someone's boyfriend for a couple of weeks. I wasn't expecting any of that. Now I love it.
Found love in prison.
Now I'm in love with a bloke. Jesus Christ. Am I going to tell Dad?
That's quite the news flash.
We were also talking about shapes today, which caused a bit of a stir. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Will provided this opinion. There's no place for savoury shapes. They're all technically savoury, aren't they? Which is a decent point.
Okay.
Well,
technical. It's a technicality.
It is a technicality. Yeah. I mean, it is savoury. It's not sweet.
Yeah.
But savoury, for Loz and I, they're the top of the shapes list.
Yep. Yeah.
When we had those boxes of shapes in the studio, I ate the whole box of savoury by myself.
Yeah.
I didn't feel very well after.
No.
I don't have any issues with the flavour, but I'm with Dr. Will. Why are they called savoury?
They're all savoury. They're not sweet. None are sweet.
Well, what could you call savoury if they weren't
plain?
Plain. Plain shapes.
Plain shapes.
Yeah.
Plain.
Boring
Original shapes, yeah.
Original.
Yeah. And what are the chances from Nick, friend of the show, Nick sends through some good content. Mm-hmm. This is props one for the back because it has a few layers.
Okay.
A few years ago, me and a mate flew to America. First stop at a hostel in San Fran. Got talking to a couple that were the same age as us. Turns out they lived... They were from Ballarat, like us. Mm. Next day, they left and continued their holiday through Yellowstone Park. We stayed in San Fran for a few days. Then we went to LA and checked into a dodgy hostel we had also stayed in the year before. The owner greets us and says, "Nick, Josh, long time no see," which I don't really understand because... So the, a year earlier, the hostel guy still recognises them. He must have really made an impression on him. Anyway... The guy goes, "I've got a room for you, and there's a couple of other Aussies staying in there." Josh says to me, "How funny would it be if it was Dan and his missus?"
No way.
We walk in, it was Dan and his missus.
Unbelievable.
The owner was like, "You guys know each other?" And we were like, "Yeah, they are from the same place as us in Australia, but we met them for the first time a week ago, 500 Ks away at another hostel."
What are the chances?
I love those.
Yeah, that's a
Thank
good
you,
one.
Nick.
Well done, Nick.
Thanks for getting in touch. Continue to do it through Insta at Marty Shegold Show. You're at Triple M.
Marty Shegold Show, Triple M.